This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Not one, but two Monday night football games last night, Kenny. Oh, what a thrill. What a thrill. Now, Detroit. Detroit was fun to watch last night. They were moving the ball up and down the field, Kenny.
Remember when it started at 9?
Oh, yeah.
Did you used to do the Hank Williams Jr. music?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
My dad had a guitar. I don't even know if my dad has a guitar. And I had a little, like toy guitar. And we used to do the All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight. And then he would send me to bed because it was 9 o'clock and it was bedtime.
I used to love the way in the intros. It's something you just always remember the stuff when you were younger. And it just sticks with you forever. And you wish it were that way forever. But I remember the helmets clashing.
Yeah.
That was
always a really
big deal to me, was to see those helmets. And you remember,
what a presentation.
You had all the helmets. I mean, they were collector's items. The little, you had the pencils, you had the helmets, you know, of all the teams.
There is a man of a certain age driving right now on 480, and they got goosebumps because they have the same memories we do.
And of course, that classic Dennis Miller.
And Dennis Miller, who I thought was terrific for a season. That's all he got, right?
No,
did he get more
terrific.
Than one?
I thought he was got
not
two.
Terrific.
And it felt like every game was a blowout. And so he was doing Dennis Miller shtick every single week. I appreciated it. I don't think many others did.
No, they didn't. And rightfully so.
Right. Yeah, it seemed a little weird. All right. Detroit, 42-29. But the numbers from the quarterback yesterday. Well, first of all, Geno Smith was 38 of 56 for 395 yards. Played a different sport than
Dennis
we're playing.
Dennis Miller was in the booth on Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football. Who would it be today? Like, who would be the guy? Would it be like Sebastian?
Because Bill Burr.
Bill Burr?
No, Bill Burr knows. Bill Burr seems to know sports.
Yeah.
And is a sports fan. I didn't know Dennis Miller was a sports fan.
Yeah, it didn't sound like it.
So, I don't know who it would be. I don't know who it would be. Let's stick this guy in the booth. Let's see what this guy can do. Okay.
Be Matt Rife, and he starts doing crowd work for all the people in front of him.
He starts doing that.
They're like, why are you doing this? It's a football game.
Don Meredith did it.
Anyway, Jared Goff, 18 of 18. Kenny, 18 of 18 for 292 yards. He was flat out perfect, and he was asked after the game if he had ever done anything like that before.
Never. I don't think I've ever done it. I knew I did it in the first half last week, so I was aware of it then. And I was kind of aware of it today, about middle of the third quarter. I was like, I couldn't think of one, but then I threw the one out of bounds that ended up being offensive pass interference. And I was like, does that count? I didn't know if that counted or not.
It was so crazy to see the differences in the two games last night, because there were two games, and this one was the one to keep your eyes focused on, because the other game was downright miserable.
How do you score 31 points and you throw for 90 yards?
85 yards.
85
Mason
yards,
Rudolph.
I beg your pardon. I gave him too much credit.
Yeah, Mason Rudolph had 85 yards passing. Tyler Huntley of the Miami Dolphins, they were trailing the entire game, had 96 yards passing. How is this going
That's
on in today's NFL? How are there two teams that could play? And the Titans had 7 scoring drives.
That is unbelievable.
They had a bunch of field goals. It was atrocious last night. Remember, we had people wondering about Tyler Huntley here in Cleveland. And Tyler Huntley, former Pro Bowler.
I got nothing wrong with that guy.
I know. It's just,
you know.
It's just certain guys are not starting quarterbacks.
And
in
he's
this
one
league.
Of them.
How is it? It shouldn't be that hard to come to grips with that. I know anytime you get somebody in camp or get somebody, you see a few passes in a preseason game. And people go nuts.
We used to get emails about Tyler Huntley. We used to get emails about Tyler Huntley when a certain quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was the quarterback here.
That's right. That's right, we did.
How little do we remember? I have the receipts.
Meanwhile, plenty of NFL news going down yesterday, but the wonder in Kansas City is what are the Chiefs going to do at wide receiver? They seemingly are in a worse and worse position every single year with wide receivers. Rashid Rice was taken out by Patrick Mahomes on a tackle attempt in that game on Sunday.
And a linebacker, Patrick Mahomes.
Right, just a total bizarre scenario all the way around. Adam Schefter had maybe one plan of attack, one idea for the Kansas City Chiefs.
The Chiefs in other years have been very aggressive in this particular area. In each of the last 2 years, they have added a wide receiver before the trade deadline. They did it 2 years ago with Kadarius Toney, again last year with Mecole Hardman, and I would imagine that they'll make calls. And so when you start to make calls and you're in the position that the Chiefs will be with a strong record, you're going to be looking for teams that clearly have records that are not up to par. You go to a team like Tennessee. Could they eventually trade a guy like DeAndre Hopkins? The Browns have won one game. Would they be willing to entertain a trade for Amari Cooper? I think of Carolina and Deontay Johnson if they don't start winning football games. These situations begin to clear up as we get into October, as we get closer to the trade deadline, and as teams start losing more games, because the more games they lose, the more likely they are in a few weeks to be listening to offers from a team like the Chiefs.
Did you put that audio in yesterday or today, Mitch, courtesy of ESPN Get Up?
That was this morning.
Okay, just making sure. Amari Cooper, Kenny, I mean, we are not remotely close to having that conversation, right?
Yeah, no, we are.
We are?
Yeah. Even if they save their season, I think there's a possibility they could liquidate the asset. Yeah.
I mean, what would you even get?
I don't know, but It would take the rest of the money off the deal, and you would get something instead of letting him walk.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they were to, like, unless he is a big part of the offense, so, like, I say this very, very, like, hey, they'd consider it. I don't think they'd maybe do it unless it was just that good of a deal. But they might be willing to liquidate the asset and look in a different direction even if they were to get going on the right track. Like, say they win the next two games. I don't know what Philadelphia is. And they got back to 3-3. All right, well, now we're at the end of October, getting towards the end of October, so now it's getting down into decision time with the Bengals and the Ravens. Like, you could, even if you split that and were to be 4-4, all right, what do we really want to do with them? Okay, well, there's an offer here. Could we get better? Is Jerry Jeudy still good enough? Is David Njoku back and doing well for us? Like, there's a lot of things to consider. So, I think that they would consider it, considering what happened all throughout the summer. And that, yeah, I mean, he's...
Kenny.
He has been up and down through the first four games of the season.
It's so mostly amazing. Down. So he finishes the game with four catches and 35 yards, and they lose. If they don't call a hold, the ticky-tack hold, we are talking about, what was it, 84
somewhere
yards?
Somewhere around there.
Okay.
The ball that bounced off his chest.
Yes.
He still should have had five catches for 60 yards if he didn't bobble the ball and it turned into an interception.
But I'm just saying, forget about that. The drop would have been atoned for just because he scores a touchdown. Obviously. and they most likely win the game.
He's over 100 yards. He's got a touchdown.
And so is this conversation even happening? All because of a hold.
Deshaun's at like 260 passing.
Right. Look, and now it's like, hey, it's Deshaun Watson.
With two TDs.
In real time.
And you know, people around the league, they all didn't see the hold. They all didn't realize that was Deshaun Watson stepping up, scrambling, getting away from the pass rush, and completing a massive touchdown play. And we are having totally different conversations about this football team, Deshaun Watson, and Amari Cooper.
I thought it was a cheap call. I'm going to say this right now. Nick Wilson could ask Ross Tucker about it when they have him on the show. I think Ross Tucker was just being a nice guy to Gene Steratore. Boom, there I said it. Ross Tucker's a nice guy, and I think he was being nice to Gene Steratore.
Yeah.
Whose son listens to the show?
You know, by the way, I had some people kind of reach out yesterday and say, you guys were not – you didn't make a big enough deal about that play.
Which play?
The hold. The ticky-tack hold.
I made a pretty big deal about it.
I know, but we have had days where we have started the show with an official's call.
Yeah, but you hate blaming officials, so I don't do that often.
Oh, you did that on my behalf. I mean, if you felt that was...
No. If I felt that passionate about it, and I've done this before, I would just start yelling at you, and then you would go, okay, we got to talk about this more. I didn't need to yell at you because I honestly, I didn't think it was worth it. I go, you still had a chance to go down there and win the game in the end.
I think that's the difference with this game in particular, is there was still so much time.
Yeah.
You had possessions. You had the opportunity. It sucked. It absolutely sucked. Feels like how many plays this year have we had a huge play? You know, obviously, well, against the Giants, you're thinking of putting the Giants away in that game, and then they got to come back after they're celebrating.
Yeah, and we lack discipline in the first place, and even when we do make a good play, it's still a ticky-tack call, and it shoots us in the foot.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you had was it a huge Foreman run that he had to come back because it's you'd never see the offensive face mask.
Terrible.
Seems like they have just found ways each and every week this year to commit those penalties.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.